We will now call to order the Township of Piscataway Council meeting of July 1st, 2025. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be a public comment period for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that way we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email or ad phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Cahill?
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Here.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Here.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Here.
Councilmember Rashid?
Here.
Councilmember Aaron?
Here.
Council President Espinosa?
Here. Please join me in saluting the flag. Are there any comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda?
I see none.
I see none, thank you. Open to the public comments regarding item number 9, consent agenda items. Opening up to the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
We do. I just wanted to make one comment with regard to item 9S, like Sam. The address should be 1682, not 1628. So it's 1682 West 7th Street. I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hello, Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road. So for the item about the traffic light, I just wanted to read something from the transcript of the November 12th, 2020 zoning board meeting where residents asked about if there was going to need to be a traffic light, and the expert said, we're going to be able to have a gap in traffic to let our cars and trucks exit the site. But again, I think the key aspect here is that the number of trucks we're talking about is not that significantly high. You know, you're still going to be able to get one out every 6 or so minutes. So there, those traffic lights turn red often enough, it would be able to use that overlapping time to get out of our site. So what's changed since 2020? Is there more traffic? Is there more trucks leaving? Was this the plan all along? I mean, it doesn't make sense to have an expert testimony and then 5 years later decide that, oh, we don't care about that anymore and change it.
Counselor, do you want me to handle this?
Yes.
All right. Plain fact of the matter is this is not our road. It's a county road. They can do what they want. But more importantly is we're in the process of building the ecological park, and we thought it would be prudent to have a traffic light to line up so we have easy access in and out of the ecological park. And ultimately, there will be about a $2 million improvement that's going to happen out there that the local taxpayers are not going to have to pick up.
Yeah, Mayor, you're right. This was a county requirement. The developer is paying for the traffic light. It is going to be synced up with the Knox Road traffic light. Eventually this one will actually go away, And eventually those trucks will be going through the Knox Road exit, yeah. which is for the warehouse next door also. So this isn't something that we decided upon. We just have to approve and accept it for Title 39 jurisdiction.
Yep.
Thank you, Mayor. Do we have anyone else in queue?
There are no other remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary.
Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
Item number...
I'm sorry, name and address, please.
Oh. David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane.
Thank you.
Item number... Tea for Papa. Partial roof replacement and something about solar panels. Now, I remember this roof that's on here now was put on some years back, very expensive. And the question was, when I was asking a question about it, so you put a good roof on and you don't have to replace it. So what has happened that you're talking about replacing a partial roof and solar panels? What's that all about? And why, how does 5 years fit into the scenario?
Mr. Akins.
Council President, I can answer that, Mr. Akins' question. First of all, it hasn't been 5 years, David. It's been more like 20 years, and this is the Public Works building over there. We installed the solar panels back in 2010 under the first go-around when President Obama, we were able to get a grant for that. However, the roof at that time was only 5 years old, so here we are 15 plus years later, and we have a couple of leaks that we need to we have to remove the panels and redo the roof and then put the solar panels back on.
Are you talking about the roof here?
No, Public Works. Okay. Public Works building.
Okay. And when I said 5 years, I'm referring to what the agenda makes mention about 5 years. What do they make a mention to?
Now, all I know is it's basically we have to have electricians disconnect the solar panels and lay them out in the public workshop, and then the roofing company comes in, puts the new roof on, and then they have to reinstall and re-energize the solar panels.
The $223,500. Is that for just that one operation?
Yes.
It's not ongoing?
No, it's just for that section of the building where the main building for Public Works is, the roof on there. There's a lot of solar arrays up on top of that.
Item Q for Quebec.
That's the one with the five-year contract.
Okay. What's with the five-year contract? To do what? Because that amount, $33,206.40, what's going to be done? Is that every year?
Yes, so that's the amount for each year in the five-year period. That is for all of the copy machines that this township uses. Copiers, printers, operation and maintenance, it encompasses all of those devices. So it was less expensive for the township to go for a 60-month contract versus a 36-month contract.
When does it start? When does that period start?
Sorry, Mr. Akins. The 3 minute?
August 1st of this year. Okay, so in 5 years, it'll be about total 400,000.
No, in 5 years, it'll be
$66,032.
Am I looking at these numbers right where it says...
So it's just five times the 30,000, whatever the number is here.
Yes, five times the $33,206.
So it's just five times that $33,000. So year one is $33,206.40, and then each year after that, the same amount, for a total contract award of $166,032. Of course, that's dependent on approved budgets for each succeeding year.
Okay, so when I look at this, it says year one, not to exceed $33,206 change.
Right.
What's that that amount times?
No, David, that's for the price for 1 year. So right. Every year it'll be $33,200.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Akins. Anyone else concerning consent agenda item number 9? All right, thank you. Moving to the in-person attendees. Item number 7, ordinance second reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 26 and Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks Section 1.12, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 26, Turn Prohibitions, and Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks, Section 1.12, Removal of Inactive Utility Lines, was introduced on the 5th day of June 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 11th day of June 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on July 1st, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-17.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the public, opening to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
Kostas Evthymios, 58, Curtis, Piscataway, New Jersey. It's been 6 years now since I brought out my complaint concerning property maintenance ordinance violation.
I'm sorry, sir. Is this regarding item number 7?
Sir?
Is this regarding item number 7 on the agenda?
No, I'm thinking that we're on number 13.
No, sir, I'm sorry. We're not.
Sorry, I'll continue.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, closing for the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
May I have a second?
Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Aaron.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Thank you. Item number 8, ordinance second reading, adoption of redevelopment plan for block 5701, lots 11 and 12, 1700 South Washington Avenue, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance adopting a redevelopment plan for Block 5701, Lots 11 and 12, 1700 South Washington Avenue, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, was introduced on the 5th day of June 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 11th day of June 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on July 1st, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-18.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the public. Opening for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you had 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one. Closing for the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Councilman Irwin.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 9, Consent Agenda Resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi. Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 10, announcements and comments from the officials. Councilwoman Gabrielle Cahill, please.
I'd just like to wish all the residents of Piscataway a very happy and healthy 4th of July. Remember, if you're going to post on social media, you can use the hashtag First 4th, because we were, in fact, the first town to have celebrated 4th of July. Also, just a reminder, again, we've said this before, school is out. Kids may be around. Be careful as we drive on our township roads. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Cahill. Councilwoman Carmichael?
Nothing, just happy 4th of July, everyone.
Thank you, Councilwoman Carmichael. Councilwoman Leibowitz?
Good evening. Thank you so much. I am just speaking on behalf of myself in my own words. I'm deeply disappointed by the passage of the U.S. budget today. I really believe that it is reducing and underfunding critical services for people with disabilities and special education. This is the cause in which I've worked for almost 40 years, and it's very near and dear to my heart. These cuts threaten progress we've made towards inclusion and support of all of the members of these communities. Families, educators, and individuals with disabilities deserve our support. And I certainly know that I stand with advocacy and support for these people and their families. And I certainly wish everybody a very happy and safe 4th of July. And I love the first 4th. Thank you, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you, Councilwoman Leibowitz. Councilwoman Lombardi?
everyone else happy, has said already, happy and safe 4th of July. We have many activities going on around town. We have the fireworks, we have activities before the fireworks, and we also have things going on over at the East Jersey Old Town Village for those history buffs of 4th of July. So there's many things going on around town, so enjoy them.
Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi. Councilwoman Rashid?
Good evening, everyone. I don't want to repeat the same thing again, but happy 4th. Stay safe, everybody. I am reflecting. It's been 6 months on the council. It's been a pleasure and an honor. Looking forward to continue working with everyone and connecting with the communities. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Rashid. Councilman Earn?
Everyone have a happy and safe 4th of July.
Thank you, Councilman. Mayor Waller?
After consulting with the Assistant Township Attorney and the Planning Department, we've been having an issue with 1 Centennial Avenue. There's a litigation going on between the two property owners. They're relatives of each other, and we're having problems with property maintenance out there. I think we're going to have to take a, that's the old American Standard building, right when you get off 287. We're going to take a more proactive and we got to force them to the table because, you know, the two siblings can't seem to get along. And one would cut one side of the grass, the other would go off and say, well, that's not my responsibility, that's that half. And meanwhile, that's one of the gateways into our community. It just looks like crap, quite frankly. So I think the thought process is to have the planning board come up with some recommendations. I think we're going to have to take a stronger action against
that. Is that entire building empty now?
Yes. It's been empty for quite a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
We did declare that in the redevelopment a while back, but, you know, I think we're going to have to take a different tactic. We can't have that looking like that. It's terrible.
Well, what can we do?
We can force the issue, condemn the property. That'll get them off the dime. That'll get their attorneys to the table real quick.
I mean, does it cost them that much to mow the lawn? I noticed that too.
It's just, yeah. It's a legal mess from the family.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Paula Casarelli.
Council President, I just hot off the press, got news. So the township requested an application be submitted by our engineer for Brownfields money for the remediation of Ecological Park. And the DEP is recommending to the New Jersey EDA to obligate funds in the amount of $2,920,430. For the Ecological Park, as well as $22,653.37 for past work that was done respective of that. And then before you go into a remediation action plan, you have to do a site improvement and a preliminary assessment. That money the township paid, and the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection is recommending to the EDA that the township be reimbursed in the amount of $289,011. So that has been recommended to the EDA. I can't imagine the EDA turning that down. It's probably dependent on grant funds. I'm going to say that I feel pretty positive that money is coming our way. So very happy to say that.
That's awesome. Great news.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Casarelli. Township Attorney Rajveer Kumar?
No comment, thank you.
Thank you. And as for me, again, I'll follow the trend. Happy 4th of July. I echo your words. There are a lot of people out there, you know, walking around, enjoying the weather now. Finally, we get a rain-free weekend, which we haven't had in quite some time. The festivities start at 6 p.m. at the Kenny Onward Stadium until 9 p.m. when the fireworks start. Another event that's happening on the 4th of July morning is the Lake Nelson Parade. So, you know, be there. It's great. It's relatively not long, but it's enjoyable. The community's out there. And I think we have like ice cones there and some contests. Like, I believe there's pet contests out there and best parade float. So it's pretty nice to see. So I welcome everybody there. And other than that, that's it. Be safe. Thank you. All right. Agenda session for July 22nd, 2025. Ordinance first reading, amending various chapters of the revised general ordinance of the Township Piscataway resolution adopting ordinance. Does council have any questions regarding this item?
This is the same item that I talked about last time. We're still tweaking it. It's a pretty long one. We're just making sure we get it right before we present it to the council.
I believe that's the only one that we have as of right now for July 22nd. Is that right, Ms. Cedar?
Yes. Okay, yes. As items are added, it'll be added to the agenda.
Excellent. All right. We're opening this to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Can you hear me? This is Nancy Salgado-Palin.
Hello.
I live at 124 Stanton Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey. And my comments are in reference to the council or the mayor on the township. I'm not sure who. I'm speaking on behalf of myself as an individual of Piscataway, not as a member of the Piscataway Board of Education. There seems to be I think I counted 4 or 5 very slick videos that are being published through the township. And the real question I have about these videos is, where is this information being taken from? Number one. Number two, is the township at all engaging with the school board in order to try and come up with solutions to said problems that the township is claiming? And number three, how much money as a member who pays taxes in this place, how much money is being spent on these videos to tear apart other elected officials in this town? That's what the real question is.
Answer that.
Yes, please, Mayor.
First of all, it's called transparency. There was a vote taken by the Board of Ed. It's the highest increase in the history of the town, and that's factually correct. And the voters need to know. I don't want to see this governing body get blamed for the largest increase in the history of this town. The tax bills are going out in about 3 weeks, and there's going to be a lot of upset people in this town. The board could have easily reduce the rate even further. They're sitting on over $36.6 million in reserves, and that whole nonsense saying that they can't touch it is a bunch of malarkey. They can easily petition the Department of Education to get some of that money back. And the real question is, what are they sitting on that type of money for? That is an awful big sum of money to sit on that for. I'm just stunned that the Board of Ed member who just called in said that, you know, what kind of dialogue? I sent three letters, maybe two or three letters over to the board president and have not received, as of 3 months now, a response, formally and formally. And you know what? We've always sit down with everybody. As a matter of fact, we're just tallying up. We do a lot for the Board of Ed that they don't even know about. Like, for instance, the governing body is paying for the recycling pickup, which they should be paying for. I bet they didn't even know about that. But you know what? There was no excuse to have that large increase like that. We have homeowners that are having to deal with higher energy costs this summer, rising insurance rates on their homes, rising car insurance rates, and the last thing they need to see this large tax increase for no apparent reason. And it looks like to me that they could easily, without not impacting any of the children or the professional staff, and still take care of the fiduciary responsibilities of educating the kids and providing good paying jobs for our teachers, they didn't have to raise it that high. And that's the bottom line.
I think also, too, is that you did reach out. You reached out first, the mayor and administration, or the mayor did, in a letter to every Board of Education member before the vote was taken. And I don't know that many people realize that. Letter was sent to actually reconsider that. So call it whatever you want to call it. It was
trying to figure out something else
other than this very large increase.
But those videos are for transparency and for education of our residents to understand why that is happening.
And I'll be honest with you, I had residents already calling me before asking me where could they watch the Board of Ed meetings. And I'm going to say two things here. One, that's going to feel like I should have known better, that they don't videotape them or air them streaming via Zoom, which I'm not sure why they don't do that. We certainly were encouraged to do that here by residents who happened to be on the Board of Ed, but the residents, the vote was taken and it was done. I didn't know that, to be honest with you. I figured that those meetings were live streamed for folks to call in. And I was suggesting to people if they couldn't make it there, you know, it's got to be broadcast somewhere. And then secondly is that as a council member, we certainly don't go to those Board of Ed meetings because it would have an implication as a council person to make your presence there. Separate entity voting. I will give you credit, Mayor, for writing the letter to attempt to have them reconsider that vote. I know people are unhappy about the listing of the names, but you know, the blame will be, and especially for the new members of the council, you will get the phone calls yourself from residents. And then it's going to be at that point where you will need to also say the very same thing, that the biggest increase is coming from that budget vote. And it doesn't give us any pleasure at all, I think, up here on the board at all about that.
I've already received phone calls of what can they do? It's too late. They already voted, and nobody really knew.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at the town, I don't want to belabor the point, but at the town fair, one of the residents and her sister said to the mayor, "Well, what can we do now? You got to reverse that. Can't the town do something to reverse it?" No.
Here's the crazy part about this thing. They knew they were going to have the largest increase in the history of town, but yet they still took $1.6 million and put it in a reserve when they didn't have to, when they already had $35 million. That's the crazy part about it. That's just utter disregard of the taxpayers, quite frankly.
And Mayor's, Scott, they could have actually applied to the DCA to withdraw funds from that massive capital account to match the loss in state funding of the $800,000. So on top of the 1.6 and the 800, they could have reduced that budget deficit by $2.4 million. So.
That I can't shield myself saying if I make an opinion, oh, I'm saying this not as the mayor, but as myself personally. I don't have that luxury. You know, when you're an elected official in town, whether you're a council member or the mayor or a Board of Education member or a fire district, you don't get that luxury to say, I'm saying it personally. You're an elected official. People expect an answer. So.
Thank you.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hello, Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road again. I just wanted to address Ms. Cahill's point. The Piscataway Board of Ed has published their meeting videos on YouTube since 2016. I just went on the Piscataway Township Pool website, clicked on Board and Administration, and all the videos were right there. So maybe
that's not what my point was. They are not live streamed for residents to call in.
They are live streamed on YouTube.
Not for residents to call in.
That wasn't
questions.
Your also, you mentioned they weren't published anywhere, which is
Mr. Rack. We know what I was mentioning.
No, we know what you said. We have no idea what you were thinking.
Just for the record, this is a gentleman that calls in all the time, and he has a pending lawsuit against the town. And I personally think it's a ridiculous lawsuit, but that's something for the attorneys to ridiculous.
So I'm suing the town so I can't comment on other unrelated matters. I will keep that in mind.
To be clear, nobody told me can't comment on other matters.
Any further questions?
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
Thank you. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond necessary. Please state your name and address.
Good evening. Gina Register, 78 Riverview Avenue. RWJ Barnabas Healthcare System released the following statement this morning. As temperatures rise, so do the risks to your health. Summer can bring high temperatures and humidity that stress the body's ability to cool itself, leading to dangerous and potentially deadly conditions. The Centers for Disease Control report over 67,000 emergency room visits and 700 heat-related deaths each year in the United States. With this in mind, thank you for the cooling centers. In some cases, I'm sure, they provide life-saving relief for our fellow citizens. In the best spirit of good governance, the mayor and council are doing for the people what the people cannot do for themselves. And with global temperature shifts and hotter days ahead, fully accessible and conveniently located cooling centers provide a vitally important public service. Add to the withering heat, PSE&G recent rate increase for electrical service makes the cost of running home air conditioning difficult, if not prohibitive, for many. In all such efforts on behalf of the people, it is right and prudent to ask of this public service, as of all public services, what can be done differently or better to serve the residents of Piscataway. I would ask the mayor and council to consider expanding the number of cooling centers with equitable and accessible geographic distribution in mind. Also, perhaps review a temperature threshold procedure that triggers alerts and the opening of these centers. One model might be the Code Blue protocol for severe winter weather instituted by a number of municipalities. Also, please consider how to get the word out more effectively so that everyone who needs the life-saving relief of a cooling center has up-to-date information, access to that information, and access to a local center, recognizing that many who need a cooling center may not be on social media. Everyone in Piscataway needs to know that relief is near. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Register.
I just want to segue on that. So just as you're saying that the PSE&G bills are going to be astronomical for our residents this summer, and that is why we feel so upset about what has happened. Our job as elected officials is to make things easier for our residents here in Piscataway and not harder, and we feel that the burden of this tax increase is going to be a very bad impact along with their PSE&G bills and everything else happening right now. So now you can kind of understand how we feel, and it's our job as elected officials to make things easier, not harder for our residents.
I agree, Michelle.
Thank you very much. Please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes, please.
Costas F.D. Mills, 58 Curtis, Piscataway. Always been 6 years now. I brought my complaint to this council concerning ordinance violations. And dangerous situations in our township. No response, and things are getting worse. You wait for the minute that the hazard comes, and then, oh, it was the weather. No, blind intersections is not the weather. That man should be out there looking to make sure that there is no danger in the intersection. Go to 7th and Washington Avenue, take a walk down a block, and tell me how many dangerous instances that one block will have. You don't care. You don't care about any resident. You people are numb.
Council President, once again, I'm going to respond to this. The gentleman keeps every the last couple of years coming in that there's unsafe areas in town. We've taken care of whatever is out there, and quite frankly, he's sent us on wild goose chases. Like the intersection of West 7th and Washington Avenue, it's not an unsafe intersection. I mean, it's not. And, you know, there's no statistics with accidents out there and things like that. It's just this all dates back to when he cut down his neighbor's tree and got in trouble because his neighbor filed a complaint against him. That's all this stems by.
Mayor, just for the public to be aware, is he has his concerns and like everyone would come up to the podium, but then he just leaves after his comment. So the reason why he hasn't heard a response is because he hasn't stuck around for a response. So just to let the public know. Anyone else? Thank you. I see no one. Closing to the in-person attendees. Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you so much, everyone.